Welcome to the Thriving Yoga Teacher Podcast, your go-to resource for building a thriving yoga business and life. I'm your host, Jen, and each week I'll be sharing insights, strategies, and inspiration to support you on your journey to success and fulfillment. Whether you're looking to grow your business, deepen your mindset and self-belief, or simply find more balance in your life, you're in the right place. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your journey as a yoga teacher. I'm thrilled to have you here. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into today's episode. The other day, I put out a post on my Instagram stories just to find out essentially what your sort of questions were around, you know, work-life balance, how to build the business that actually supports your life. And the number one sort of question and comments I got was how to balance it all. So how to balance your, you know, family life with your business, with your self-care, etc., etc. Which is why I thought I'll actually record this podcast. Because, you know, there is a short answer to this and there's obviously a longer answer to this. So make sure you grab a pen and paper so that you can take all of the notes, all of the little nuggets that I'll be throwing into this episode. So I just said that there is a short answer and there's a long answer. So the short answer is on how to balance it all. It's just, you just don't. You don't. And obviously, as I just said, there is a longer answer to that. So, you know, I see life, business, like everything in like seasons. So different seasons in your life, in your business, means that, you know, there are different priorities. It doesn't mean though that one thing is more important than the other. It just means that in this moment, this has priority. So if you follow me on Instagram, you might know that I'm looking after my daughter full time. We've just decided to buy a house and completely relocate to the other side of the country. So organizing all of that at the moment, whilst also running my business. So within this season of my life at the moment, life as in everything, I guess my personal life currently has priority because I obviously need to make sure that my daughter is fed, looked after, etc. That, you know, she gets what she needs, that the house move is, you know, working as smooth as it can be, because, you know, it's a house move, it's a relocation, so there's always something going wrong. Now, this doesn't mean though that my business isn't important to me. It is. You know, my business is my soul. My business is, you know, means everything to me. But within the season of life that I'm in at the moment, my personal life has the priority right this second. And, you know, there will be, and I know once we've moved, for example, I know that my business will take priority over, you know, my personal life, essentially, because, you know, it's always a give and take. So there is no balance as such, because when we think of a balance, we think literally of a seesaw, like 50-50, you know, it's completely balanced, but that's not what it's like. So at the moment, my business seesaw is down. And like my life, the life is up, so it has my more priority, I guess. Let's just go with that, like that analogy. You can argue it either way, to be fair. But so, you know, but that doesn't mean that my business, you know, and my clients are not important. If you work with me, you do know that, you know, I give absolutely everything to you as my client. So, you know, it's, and I think a lot of overwhelm always comes from like having this need for needing to have the balance, you know, I need to have my work-life balance right, blah, 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 blah. But as I said, it doesn't work like that. We are like flow, you know, we're in flow, we are cyclical people, outer beings. So, you know, there are different seasons in life that need different parts of you. So, and there is no right or wrong to that. As I said, it doesn't mean that one thing is more important than the other, because it's not. You know, for me, my family, my business, you know, it's all really, really important. Obviously, you can argue my daughter and my husband will always have like priority over everything else. But it doesn't mean that like my business and my self-care and, you know, all of the things are not important in my life, because they truly are. And, you know, this is why we want to build a business that supports the life that you want to lead, and then the life to support the business. So that whatever happens, you know, you are blending it. As I said, it's all a flow. It's not a balance, it's a complete flow. So, taking myself as an example, because that's the best thing I can do right now, where my sort of, let's say my family life is taking like priority right now, because it sort of is. Obviously, you know, with it taking more time because we're planning this move. And, you know, things in business have to adapt to that, because you can't just keep going like 100%, you know, 100 miles an hour in your business, in your family life, you know, and they're looking after you, because that is how you get burned out. And, you know, that's not why we started a business. So, what we want to do, you know, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed at the moment and you feel like you've got loads of things going on, it's first of all, have a look what for you is a priority right now. Is it your business? Is this your personal life? Is it whatever is going on in your life? What is your number one priority right now? And there is nothing wrong if it's not your business. As I said, you know, for me, it's literally like for the next, and I know it's going to be for the next two, at least 2 months. We don't actually have a moving date yet, because the house isn't finished. But it will be sometime in June that we're moving. So, you know, I know for the next sort of 2 months, like the move and everything around it will, you know, be my priority. Obviously, I'm also looking after Sophia. You know, doing a relocation plus looking after a two-year-old full time, that alone is like a handful and like tough to manage. But, you know, and that's exactly the thing. So you have to prioritize. So for me, my priority at the moment is my family life, so the move and Sophia. And at the moment, my business had to adapt to that. So, which means for me, I've been through like almost like a 360. There was a point of a few weeks ago where I said, I'm not actually taking any one-to-one clients for until we've moved and I'm settled. And I'm just like, yeah, that's BS. Why? You know, I still work in the evenings. So nothing has changed. In that sense, it's just I can't necessarily on the weekends, when I'm not actually doing any client work anyway, do as much work as I have done in the past. So, you know, things have slightly adapted in my life, but I've always worked in the evenings. I do client calls in the evenings, so that hasn't changed. So I was just like, why would I change that? So, what I've done instead, so I had, my one-to-one coaching, my heart one-to-one coaching container, which is e either 6 or 12 months in length. That for the moment I've put on a wait list, so I'm not actually taking on anyone new on that container. What I've done instead is I've opened up a brand new 30-day program, or just one-to-one coaching with me instead. Because I know I can give that, you know, my clients my all. And rather than like, you know, not, you know, the thing is, if someone was to, you know, work, sign up with me for the long-term coaching, I obviously would give them my all, but also know that obviously the move is upcoming and I don't want to spread myself too thin. So for me personally, I looked at with my coach what I can do. And, you know, I love working with clients. So me saying, oh, I'm not going to work with clients, that was like I don't want to say a spur of the moment, but that was overwhelmed talking. And then once I stepped back a little bit, I was like, okay, fine. That is obviously not going to work because I love working with clients. It brings me so much joy and, you know, that is what lights me up in my business. So why would I stop that? I just need to, you know, adjust how I work with them, which is what I've done. So instead of working with them for 6 months at the moment, I'm working with them for 30 days and give them a really quick win and quick result for their business and for their lives. So, and that is what it is all about. It's all a blend. It's not, you know, getting the balance right for everything. It's just finding out for you what works for you right now. And, you know, as I said earlier on, there is no right or wrong on that. In the first instance, it is just for you to sit down and work out what is your priority right now. If that's your personal life, you know, great. So how does your business need to adapt to it? Do you need to stop, you know, advertising your one-to-ones for the moment and have just a wait list until whatever has priority right now is over? Or do you maybe need to stop doing events or workshops and just strip it back and maybe just have your like weekly classes, your one-to-ones, and leave that as it is? Do you need to, you know, do something passive income? There's so many options, you know, especially when life takes over, and we all have seasons where life takes over and when we start to get overwhelmed, and that's purely because we are striving for that balance, for that like 50-50 balance instead of the blend and being in the flow and adapting to what is needed. You know, likewise, if your business is taking over, if your business is the priority right now, you know, how does your life has to adapt? Do you maybe want to work some evenings or maybe a Saturday morning or do like one-off events, you know, just to get the business up? Whatever it is, it's, you know, always start with what has priority right now and then adapt to that. Now, this is exactly what I'm going through with my clients in my 30-day offer, in my 30-day coaching, like working out exactly the priorities at the moment, whatever season of life they're in, and then adjust the offers to that. Because if your business is the priority at the moment, because, you know, you've got about 1,000,000% focus on it, you can just have 100% focus. I don't know why I said 1,000,000%. But you may be coming out of a slow season in business, you know, really cranking up the offer that works for you. There is so much, you know, especially online, where you see, oh, this, you know, this person is doing X, Y, Z, so I need to do it too. I need to do all of it as well. But, you know, that might not work for you. You might not enjoy it, you know. So, I always say, just do what feels good for you. That's actually one of the things that I always used to say in my yoga classes. Just find what feels good for you and then make it your own. Adapt your work life to it so that you can just, live this life the way that you want to. Because, living in overwhelm and near burnout and constantly stressed, none of us want that. No one can tell me that they want that. And a lot of times that comes from that whole balance thing. So think more about blending and, what has priority and then adapt to that. There are so many things and tips that I, can give, but I won't, purely because it's everyone is different and everyone is in a different space. So me telling you, work another extra couple of hours, record some YouTube videos, that's, that will do no one any good. So this is why I keep it always I have to keep it generic in that sense so that I can help as many people as possible. So work out your priority right now and then adapt. Start by adapting your office. Start by not necessarily even adapting. Start looking at what all of your services, all of your offers, and then weed out what is not serving you right now, and then get rid of that for the moment. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of it forever. Just get rid of it for now. Just, if you're having, what if one-to-ones just don't suit with your life at the moment, have a wait list. That's what I've done with my long-term coaching. Have a wait list, and then when you're ready to, start one-to-one coaching again, one-to-one yoga, then, email that wait list and start filling it up essentially. So there's always something that can be done when you're feeling overwhelmed and things are getting too much in your business and in your life. But the first steps are what choose your priority, what is your priority right now, and then adapt your business or your life around that. It is just a blend, it's not a balance. Just remember that. And just choosing the priority doesn't mean that the other thing, quote unquote, isn't important. It can all be important, but you have to choose a priority. And sometimes, may I also say, that priority is yourself. Especially when you are super stressed and overwhelmed, sometimes that priority needs to be you. And the business and the life, the family life, might have to take a step back. And that might mean that, you're working, you might work less, you might give some responsibility in your house to someone else. Again, there's so many things that can be adapted. Just have a look, what you can do. And then take it from there. Take it one step at a time. Just slowly, the slow steps will really help taking the overwhelm out and all of the, maybe not all of the stress, but a lot of the stress, which comes from the whole balance, the work-life balance thing. If you do need any, if you have any comments or any, maybe want to dig a little bit deeper, feel free to message me on Instagram. My handle is Yoga Mentor Jen. I'd love to get a message from you. I love to help. So if you want to maybe know more about the 30-day program, I will leave all of the information in the show notes for this as well. For the moment, thank you so much that you have tuned in today. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram because I do actually put out calls for episodes and questions, etc. So if you want anything answered, just let me know if you have any questions at all. But for now, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.